Pesach Chatas Revitz. So Rashi says that Yetzhara Machtia Bal Kochoy. That the Eibush is Malama a little bit chus. Like he's not mamish wiping them out. He's Malama a little bit chus that you should know. The reason why they're doing it is because there's a big Yetzhara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzhara. So a little bit like the little bit the terrace for the Klal Yisrael. That the Eibush created the Yetzhara that makes them do it Bal Kochoy. So the fact that Yetzhara is sought in Mayama, good, the Eibush is Moli Rachmin. But what does the Sotin say about this Maisa Yom Kippur? Or Malay El Yonov answered back, Sotin, the Yoyma de Kippurei, Lestle Rishusle Yastune. On Yom Kippur, the Sotin is kept quiet. He has no right to say anything. He can't say anything bad about Klai Yisrael on Yom Kippur. That's the Chasti Hashem, that on Yom Kippur he shut up. Mimai, what's the Raya? That Omar Rami Bar Choma, HaSotin, the word HaSotin, the Gematria, plus Meya 300, the Shishin V'yabur, 364. So we die heavy. That's the gematria of Sotin. So we dash in that Tlosa Meya Vishishav Yaboyin Yoimin Yoimi Islay Vishusal Yastune. 364 days of the year, the Sotin has a right to say bad things about Klai Yisrael. Mashenkin Biyoyim the Kippurei on Yom Kippur, Leslay Vishusal Yastune. On Yom Kippur doesn't have any right to say bad things about Klai Yisrael. So therefore, about this Maisa, the Sotin can't say anything. That was the Maisa. Zot the Mishnah. V'chol yoyim, every day, termin es ha-mizbeach, v'kriyas ha-gever. That the first avod that they did every morning was the trumas ha-deshin. Every morning the kohen would go down to the mizbeach and take a shovelful of the ashes out of the mizbeach and put it down on the side of the kevis. So every day when they do this avodah, the kriyas ha-gever. That was when the zeker used to wake up the kohen. The kriyas ha-gever, that's the time they did the trumas ha-deshin. Either right before the Zekka used to wake them up, or else right after they would wake them up. That's what they used to do it every single day. On Yom Kippur, when did they do the mitzvahs of Trumas Hadeshen? Mechatzos. At Chatzos Halayla already, they did the Kohen Gadol, they did the Trumas Hadeshen. Over a Golem, when did they do it on Yom Tovim? When did they do the Trumas Hadeshen on Yom Tovim? Meyashmer HaRishonah, even earlier than that, even after the first third of the night. After the first Mishmar, that's when they did the Trumas Hadeshen. Vloihoisa Kriyas Hagever Magas, and by the time that the Vekka used to wake up everybody in the Beis Hamikdash, Ad Shehoisa Azora Malaya Yisrael. The Klai Yisrael, the Azora was full of Klai Yisrael already. As by Yom Tovim, since all the Yidden wanted to come to bring a korban on Yom Tov, they wanted to bring the Oilus Riya, Oilus Chagiga, so everybody used to come in mamish in the middle of the night. That by the time it came in the morning when they used to have the Kriyas Hagever, Kamat Ho Azara was filled up with Yisrael already. So Drashim, Terminus of Mizbeach, Hadeshen Shulchoite Min Hadeshen Bamachta, Pamachas. One time in the morning, they would take a shovel full of ashes out of Mizbeach. Bein Rav Lamach, whether a lot or a little, doesn't matter how much was in the Machta in the shovel. Ubavachla Yivchos Mimoli Koimus, you have to have at least a handful. For Noisna, where did they put this handful, this shovelful of the ashes? The Mizrocha Shal Kevis, on the east side of the Kevis. The Nivla Bim Koimin, it swallowed up in the Mizmokim. Shinemar, Teherim Mesadeshin, the Soma Yitzlam Mizbeach. The Afin Lakamon, me the Herim Mimeno Bekoim Soi, the Hoysa Tchilas Avoid the Shachas Pashkoma. That was the first Avoid that was done in the morning, that's the true Mesadeshin. Somachloi means Somach Lakriyas Agevo, Lafon Lafne Kriyosoi, and Liachriyo. Either right before, right afterwards, that's when they did this mitzvah of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Yom HaKippur, Torah Mechatzos, used to make the Trumas Hadeshen Mechatzos. Over Golem Yashmur Rishonim, She Bishlish HaLaylam, Kud Yom Masech the Brochis, Gimel Mishmur Asayu HaLaylam, V'gmar Mepharash Taim L'Dekuloi, what are different times they made the Trumas Hadeshen? So Yom HaKriyas HaGevel Magas, For Golem, Ha'choysa Azorim Leim Yisrael, HaMeviyin Kovinaseyim, Lias Mizumonim Lakrivon Acher HaTomid Miyad. That they wanted to be there in the Beis Hamikdash nice and early, that right after they brought the Korban HaTomid, then they wanted to start bringing their Korbanos L'Kavod Yom Tov. Gemara Tanan Hosam, we learned the Gemara in Zvochim, that Eivorim She'epokul Me'gabi HaMizbeach. The locher is the what that the Avodas Hayoyim, a regular day even, the Shechita of the Korbanos has to be by daytime. The Zrikas HaDam HaMizbeach has to be by daytime, before Shechiyah. If it becomes Shkia, then the dam becomes posel, it's nicer, it's Bal Yolin. It's too late, you can't use the dam anymore. That's only the dam. But the Evorim, putting the piece of meat on the Mizbeach, that the mitzvah is Kol HaLaila. The whole night time you're allowed to put the Yevam, the pieces of meat, from the korban on the Mizbeach the whole night time. Now what's going to be if you put the meats on the Mizbeach, let's say 9 o'clock at night, and then its question is, how long do you have to let it burn on the Mizbeach? What's going to be if in between it falls off? 10 o'clock it falls off the Mizbeach. So you have to put these pieces of meat back on top of the Mizbeach. So you learn the Gemara's Vachem like this, a varim, the pieces of meat that you put on the Mizbeach from the Kabbonis that were brought during the daytime, she'epoku me'agavya Mizbeach. If for some reason it fell off the Mizbeach, maybe now you put another piece of meat on top of everything, and that made a few pieces on the bottom fall off the Mizbeach. So look, it was like this. Koidim chatzois, if the piece of meat fell off the Mizbeach before chatzois halayla, yachser, then you're supposed to put this piece of meat back on the Mizbeach. It's not considered like it was burnt up yet. You weren't mekayim yet the mitzvahs of hakrovas evorim, of burning the evorim, because the mitzvah has to be burnt up completely. And we're talking about now that this piece of meat that fell off, true, the fire got a hold of it already, but it wasn't nasal ichl yet. It wasn't like mamash ashes burned through and through. So since it wasn't burned through and through yet, there's still a mitzvah that should be on the mizbeach, and you have to put it back on top of the mizbeach. Is the achta, you have to put it on top of the mizbeach. Umaylam behen. And who are then, if you have mila right now, if you have anor from this piece of meat, you're over the yis mila. Hey, since there's a mitzvah still to let it burn more, it's still called kotshe yashem, it's still called an yis mila, and you're over the yis mila. What about liyacha chatzoyz? If you put the piece of meat on the mizbeach before chatzoyz, and it stood there a few hours or two, and now after chatzoyz, now it first falls off the mizbeach. Even though it's not burnt up completely, it's not like ashes yet, there's still a piece of meat there. But the fire went through and through the piece of meat, but it fell off the Mizbeach after Chatzos. Then the Lachar is Lo Yachzer. Now you don't have to return it anymore. You don't have to put it back on top of the Mizbeach. The Yemoylem Behen, and there's no Issa Miller anymore. In other words, there's the Yisoy that Chatzos Ois Ichel. That the Yevorm, the piece of meat, were on the Mizbeach, the Chatzos Halayla, that gives it a din now as if it was burnt completely. And if it falls off, there's no mitzvah to put it back on again. Since there's no mitzvah to put it back on again, it's like Nasa Mitzvosam. The mitzvah Sreifa was done already. So therefore, if it falls off, there's no this mila on it. And not over Issa or mila. Because mila is only a kotshi Hashem, something that has mitzvah to do to it yet. Mashenkin, once you did the mitzvah of the peace, there's no more mila anymore. See, after Chatzos, Chatzos Halayla gives it a din now that it's Nasal Ichel. We look as if this piece of meat, as if the mitzvah Sreifa was Mekuyim already. There's no, it doesn't have to be burnt anymore. So if it falls off the Mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to put it back anymore. Therefore, there's no istamila. That's a din in the Gemara Zvachim. For the Gemara, minohan emili. How do we know such a yisoid? That pum chatzos. Chatzos talaylo, that's the magic. That's the new halacha. That if the piece of meat fell off before chatzos, it's not mekayim the mitzvah yet. You have to put it back on again. But if it comes off after chatzos, even though both pieces of meat were burnt the exact same amount, there's an afkamina of chatzos made an ichul or not. How do we know this? Let's see Rashi. Koydim chatzos laila umoylem bezrashi. The koydim chatzos ain nechoshev ichul. Before chatzos is not considered like it's burnt up completely. B'yeva sheish b'yadayim mamish. We're talking about a piece of meat that has some mamish, there's some substance there yet. Lefikov, therefore, sorach liyazirul marochem. There's a mitzvah to put it back on top of the marochem. V'chivish l'nasas kol mitzvosan. Since you didn't do all the mitzvot of the sreifa, kotshi Hashem kareinim bei. It's still considered kotshi Hashem. V'yispei milu l'nenem mimenu. Therefore, if anybody has some type of enjoyment from it, he's over the yispei milu. Ma'ashenkin achachatzois. And sorach l'achzi, you don't have to return it anymore. Shachatzois oisi ichol. V'yevorim. Chatzois meis ichol v'yevorim. Why? In the case, shemoshle boyor. If the fire got a hold of the whole piece of meat, so that's moshlobo, means the fire ruled, went over the whole piece of meat, even though it didn't burn it through and through. But the outside of the meat was caught by fire, then we say chatzos makes it ichum. The yafafi sheish by mamish liyavu l'kamon. Even though the kameh, even though there's some mamoshes, there's some substance left of the meat, still, once it comes chatzos, you make kind of mitzvah sreif already. Menelov yein moylem hen, kada kaimalon, shenasis mitzvoson ein moylem boy. Once you already did the mitzvah by Kodeshim, there's no istamila. Now, kivan les betar gavoya, le karina be kotshi Hashem, o vemila ksiv vechota bishkogo, mi kotshi Hashem. So, for the more, minoa ni mila de chatzoy soy sichol. How do we know this yisoid? That the fact that pieces of meat were on them is bech and burning up until chatzoy, as soon as it comes chatzoy, Now it's considered like Yimakayim Mitzvah Sreifam, as if Ichla, as if the piece of meat is burned up mamish through and through, and like there's no substance there. It's as if that in Yimakayim the Mitzvah. A modern halacha, then how do we know this? Like Mecha Taisi, the piece of meat really wasn't burned up completely. It's the same way, it's halfway done only. So if it comes off before Chatzais, it's not Mekayim the Mitzvah, you have to put it back up again. If it falls off after Chatzais, there's a new din, as if you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, you don't have to put it back on again. But the Gemara, we know how many, how do we know this? So I'm a Rav, Rav says, there's two psukim. One pasuk says like this, Kol ha-layla v'hikter. Mashma, the whole night you have a right, you're supposed to burn the meats. The form of the meat, of the carbon, should be burning the whole night. The Kol ha-layla, another pasuk says, Kol ha-layla v'herim. That no, mashma, you're finished burning already. And after it's finished burning, then you do the mitzvah truma tadeshin. Says mashma, Kol ha-layla v'herim. You could do the truma tadeshin the whole night time. Says mashma, there's no more mitzvah to let it burn anymore. Skrutz estira. But manashach, are you supposed to let the piece of meat burn the whole night? And first do the Truma Tadeshin, which is take off the ashes in the morning. Or else, no, you're supposed to take off the ashes throughout the whole night. Mashma, as soon as it burns a little bit, already you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Sreifa, so it's a Sira. Okay, said, how could that be the two psukim? And the Gemara tell you, Chokeyu, it means to say, divide the night in half. That Chetzav Le'aglak Torah. The first half of the night is a mitzvah to burn the meat. And if it came off the Marocha, you have to put it back on again. Mashenkin V'Chetzav La'Ramah. The second half of the night, after Chatzos, then there's no more mitzvah sreifa anymore. Then there's a mitzvah haramah, faker. Then it's considered like everything is burnt up. You're makayim mitzvah sreifa. Now you can start doing mitzvah haramah at Truma Tadeshin. Now you can start going to the Marocha and take out a shovelful of the ashes. So otherwise, it's a thira posik. One posik mashma the whole night, you're supposed to burn the piece of meat. And one posik mashma the whole night, you can ready to take off the ashes. That's the Gemara's teretz, divided in half. The first half of the night, the mitzvah is to burn it. You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Sreifa. If it falls off, put it back on again. Mashenken, after Chatzos, then there's the Mitzvah Trumas Adeshen. It's sitting like it's not the Ichul, and you don't have to burn it anymore. Shrashi, Kol HaLayla V'Hikter. Hi Ho'ilo Al-Moyto Kol HaLayla. Al-Mo Kol HaLayla Mitzvah Liyos Al-Moyto. Al-Mo Kol HaLayla Hevi Haktoras Eivorim. V'Yafilu Mash Al-Moyto In Pokud the Mitzvah. Put it back on again. That's the Pasuk Kol HaLayla. The whole night it should burn. Because of that, we call a lila beherim. To some of the lahu kroa, for lo ba shakoy midoy bad, the herim adeshin. Al mo call a lila have yichosho kichol. No, any part of the night is considered as if the meat was burnt up already. The curry boser oila deshin. And the posa calls it considered like yeshes already. Mi shemosh the boya or. Mash mashun is the fire. Got a hold of the piece of meat. The fire grabbed a hold of the whole meat and it started to burn it on all around it, even though it didn't burn through and through yet. It's tzidid nas ichum, the koshal arimoi, and right then you're allowed to make the truma tadeshin. So who has the stira? One pasuk is mashm, it has to burn the whole night, and the other pasuk is mashm, no, as soon as it started to burn, it's already called nasa mitzvosin, and you can do the haram tzidret, truma tadeshin already. So that's the Gemara's teretz, chatziyayu lak toros rashin, shein ichum, the first half of the night doesn't make ichum, the impoku tzorok lahaftir, lahaftir, that if it falls off the first half of the night, there's a mitzvah to put it back on again, let it burn vaito. V'chetiv la'roma, mechatzois l'halon, but after chatzois halayla, then it's considered like nas ichul. V'kori deshin, it's considered like eshes already. Al mechatzois m'shavu l'ichul. So you see from this posik, that once the meat was on the mizbeach during chatzois, chatzois makes it as if it's burnt up through and through, and as if it's eshes right now, and there's no more mitzvah sreifer on anymore. Adarabba, now there's a mitzvah, start doing the truma tradition. That's why we want to answer this din nigmar in zvachim. That the Gemara must of Rav Kana have a kasha from you from our Mishnah here. That our Mishnah says that b'chol yoyim torim es hamizbech mekriyas hagevur. Every day throughout the year, normal day, when did the Kahanim do the Truma Tadeshin? In the morning, when the Vekka used to wake them up. Either right before or right after. When did they do the mitzvah Truma Tadeshin on Yom Kippur? Mechatzois. The Chatzois Halayla, that's when they did the mitzvah Truma Tadeshin. Of regolim, this is the kasha. Our Mishnah says though, by the gimel regolim on Pesach, on Sukkot, and Shavuos, may Hashmer Harishoina. When did the Kohanim do the mitzvah Truma Tadeshin? When did they go to the mizbeach and take off the ashes from the mizbeach? Like when did they start doing the mitzvah Tahirim Tadeshin? May Hashmer Harishoina. That means after the first third of the night. That's even before Chatzos Halayla. That's the kasha. If you're telling me now it's Gzeiras HaKosev, that the first half of the night is mitzvahs to burn, and there's no din trumas adeshin. So how on your gimel regolim were you allowed to take off the trumas adeshin before chatzos halayla? How could they do it? Mashmara Rishayna. Try the Gemara. If you're going to tell me that we dash dash in the psukim, this is a drush of the Yeraisa, that up until chatzos the mitzvah is to burn it and not to take off the trumas adeshin. The mitzvah truma on his chal after chatzos he heichem akdimam veichem achrinam. How could we do it on Gimur Golem earlier? The course not this man Trumas Adeshin yet. So Drashavidi writes the Hechem Akdimim Gassin, the Legos in Hechem Akrinim. Halakol Chetziv Ruel Arama, or Malonim Yachar. That's no kasha how we do it later. But the kasha is Hechem Akdimim to Drashi. Afilu Deshin Amulchu Yafa. Even the case we'll have a meat that Ram is burnt up very well. Abu Amrit, you're telling me now that Chetziv Li Arama. That when is there a mitzvah trumas adeshin? The second here for the night only. Alma, what do you see? Ein chatzir rishon kosh lakach. The way you dash in the psukim, that the first half of the night is not roy for the mitzvah trumas adeshin. Fakir, the first part of the night is kol alayla v'hiktur. You have to let it burn the whole part of the night. When can you start making the trumas adeshin? That's only the second half of the night. You have to chatzos. So if you dash in a pasuk like that, it's Shvar al Mishnah. How could our Mishnah say that in the Gimur Golem they used to make the Trumas Adeshin after the first Mishnah of the night, which was before Chatzos HaLayla? So that's the kasha. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that chof on the base. So then the little shaila was that we had a stira in psukim that we dashed from. We explained the Gemara in Zvochim that's mashma b'chatzoyt halaylam. That makes ichel. That means again, if the piece of meat fell off the mizbeach before chatzoyt, then the mitzvah was to put it back on again. But if it fell off after chatzoyt, then we said there's no more mitzvah to put it back on again. So we said minohan emili. So again, the Gemara on Amud Aleph said there's different psukim. The pasuk said, "Kol halayla v'hiktur." Mashma, the whole night you're supposed to make haktorah. The meats are supposed to be burning the whole night. The kos of echreim at the end of the pasuk, the next psukim saying, "Kol halayla v'herim." The next psukim of mashma, no, the mitzvahs of trumas adeshin you could do the whole night. So who was the stira? Now the Indian was first you would burn the meats, the pieces of the avarim that's supposed to be burnt from the karbonis. And then afterwards, burnt up in the morning, posh it is a mitzvah of trumas adeshin. Take off the ashes, take off a shovel full of the ashes. So we have a steer in the psukim, it was. Well, the beginning of the pasuk is mashma, kol halayla v'hiktur. So, like Rashi says, the pasuk really doesn't say this. But the pasuk says, hiya oyla al moita kol halayla. Alma kol halayla mitzvah liyas al moita. That the whole night the pieces could be burning on the mizbeach. And then for the next psukim, it's mashma, the heirim as adeshin, you can start doing the trumas adeshin at the beginning of the night time. So it's a stira, is it supposed to be burning the whole night? Or is there a mitzvah to make that trumas adeshin? So Mara gave a teretz, chokeyu, we divide it in half. The first half of the night, the mitzvah is dafka to let it be burning. That's why if it falls off the mizbeach, you have to put the piece of meat back on top of the mizbeach. Ma'ashaykin efter chatzois, then there's no more mitzvah sreifon. Then fakir, then the mitzvah trumas adeshin starts. That after Chatzos HaLayla, then if the Kohen wants to, he could take a shovel full of the ashes off the Mizbeach to do the mitzvah Trumas Adeshin. So this was the Pshat in the Gemara in Zvochim. Gemara had a kasha now.